Hello and welcome to our weekly podcast, Parking the Bus. I'm Palash. I have my friend Shivchandran with
Hey
me.
guys.
So, a very sad news came which shook all of us in the world of football. But as they say, the show must go on. So, let's park the bus.
Yes.
Let's start with that news only. What was your initial reaction when you heard that Diego Maradona is...
I honestly, you know, did not expect this news to suddenly get over me. I think 3 months back, he had a surgery in his heart or something, and he actually did a public appearance, and everyone was saying he was well. So, you know, everything was going well. So, just when I thought, you know, how bad could 2020 be, you know, suddenly out of nowhere, I read the news saying Diego Maradona has passed away. And it was really, really sad, actually. I like, seriously was bummed out, because even though I did not watch him play, or, you know, we did not watch him play, he was such a great player. He was probably the legend of, you know, probably the Messi and Ronaldo, how we are worshipping them now. He was that, you know, he was more than that also, probably. So, he's been known for a lot of things, but he's a great, great footballer, and that is what everyone will remember.
So, for me, I personally never saw him play.
Yes.
But, like, I have this little memory of him from the World Cup.
Okay.
The recent World Cup, where Messi's, like, not Messi, I don't remember, Argentina won 2-1 against Nigeria, I guess.
Yes.
Where then he like stood up and with so much passion and all, and like he was the one who took spotlight from Messi in that match, because his reactions were the one which took spotlight away. Apart from that, he had a very interesting kind of life for me. And yesterday when I heard this news, for 5 minutes I was like, what happened? Then I heard somewhere that just switch on those South American channels. So I switched on some ESPN South America and all, and their pundits were literally crying.
But yeah,
like even host is crying, pundits are crying, even the general news people were crying. Argentina declared 3-day
mourning. Yes.
Apart from that, in Champions League also yesterday, everyone stood a minute of silence for him. And but the thing is, like, when you feel like, how to say this, but great players, like, what we dream of should actually come true. Like, everyone expected him and Pele to play for the same team. I'm not sure whether this is, but this never happened,
yes.
I guess. And outside of football, they both of them were kind of friends.
Yes.
And what Pele wrote is, we hope we play in sky someday.
Yes.
So, I'm not taking the point away and spotlight away from Maradona here, but Messi and Ronaldo should sometime play for
us. Like, and
that's all
the,
I want to say.
The you know, the banter should be there, but you must never, you know, you must never compare these both and, you know, keep telling this fellow is greater than this fellow is greater, because, like, when we lose one of them, then we will know the how much you'll miss them.
Worth.
Exactly.
Yeah. And Napoli, like, I would like to special mention Napoli here. Like, they renamed their stadium and even fans came out to the streets last night, like, saluting
their
legend.
And also,
it must
they
be
turned
for
down
a club
all
like
the lights
Napoli,
in the stadium,
like,
except one. And just that is where Maradona usually sits. Which, you know, that was just very, very, you know, emotional. And,
emotional?
You know, actually a very good tribute.
And they also said that, like, I never expected a club account to say this. Like, everyone is expecting us to say something, but we also don't know what to say. We don't have words to say. Like for me, a club saying this kind of thing is something which is which just shows that maturity in football.
Don't I actually heard that, you know, Andre Villas-Boas in his post-match press conference, he told that, you know, FIFA should retire the number 10 jersey, which, you know, I agree that, you know, Maradona was a great player, but I do not agree to this fact. You can, you know, no offense to anyone, but I feel the number 10 jersey must be relived by a lot of people, keeping him as inspiration. Argentina could probably think about, taking away retiring the number 10 jersey. But the entire FIFA community to retire the number 10 jersey is a little over the top for me. Like, I feel people should keep the number 10 in their mind and, you know, play for Maradona's legacy rather than, you know, just retiring the entire number 10.
Yeah, and as they all say, if the show must go on, like, exactly. So let's start with our daily, weekly, normal. Yes. Let's start with Serie A. So Juventus defeated Cagliari 2-0 with Cristiano Ronaldo on the score sheet.
Yes.
What to say about Cristiano Ronaldo? Like legend, respect.
Yes, and he never, you know, he doesn't stop scoring anytime soon, I'm pretty sure. Because he just keeps going on and on. And you know,
then,
when people, tell him as the GOAT, he always, proves more reasons to, stay the GOAT. Or, I'm not doing what I'm supposed to do, supposed not to do. And I'm not comparing Messi or Ronaldo here. I'm just telling that, Ronaldo is just showing why he's a league apart from the other players, He just steps up to the situation when the team needs him, and that is what every player lacks these days.
Yeah, correct. And apart from that, AC Milan versus Napoli, what a game that was.
Yes. And Zlatan Ibrahimovic. Who would have expected him to, started to score so much of goals this season?
Like, every week in these days, from past 2-3 episodes, like for past 2 weeks, we did not do. We are sorry for that. But yeah, before that also, I remember for past 2-3 weeks, we are just admiring Zlatan.
Yes, and that you heard the news. I'm not sure he bought everything. He made a PS5.
He gave himself some Zlatan door or something.
Yes.
So, like, deserving. Like, when he went to MLS from Manu, people said he's finished. And trust me, I also was one of them who said that he is finished, because I just thought that there is Messi and there is Ronaldo.
Yes.
But at the age of 39, what kind of performances that this guy is putting in?
39, my God. At 39, he's just, blasting goals as if it's nothing.
He is currently 10 goals. Like, he has scored 10 goals.
Yeah. And
that's it. AC Milan in 8 games.
Compete for the golden boot in the Serie A. Although he's going to be out for 2 matches right now. But I don't think
he'll
stop him in the future.
It's very difficult to stop him. And apart from that, he played very well against a team like Napoli, which is not bad, which has a very good defense.
Exactly.
So that is something that I personally thought that, like, when Zlatan came back, I was thinking, like, he won't even would have fitted in this Manu as a backup. Like, I was listening to one Manchester United podcast or something where they were discussing who should be Manchester United's backup striker when Rashford and Martial was out last season in January. So Zlatan's name came in and they all were like, no, not Zlatan, because of XYZ, because he's finished and all. And instead of Zlatan, they bought in Igalo.
Yeah.
Rest is history.
Yes.
I will just say, rest is history. That's so from, we'll just jump our bus to Bundesliga, but it's just not, we won't actually park the bus, we'll just run through, and I'll just want to give shout out to Erik Haaland.
Like, see, I'll be honest with you here, okay? When he shifted to, Dortmund, I honestly felt that he was a one-season wonder, okay? And I felt that, he'll not score as many goals as he would score there because the teams are different. And when I know that you are a huge, believer or fan of Haaland, and I used to doubt that always. I'm like, why is, Palace supporting this guy so much when he's just proved in one season? And right now, I think I am joining you. Because...
No, actually, Erling Haaland just broke my heart once. Like, last season, if you remember, when Liverpool versus RB Salzburg was happening.
Yeah.
So, Erling Haaland told that, I'll show Liverpool or something. Like, I'll show how world champions really play. Like, something like that he told. And I was expecting him to score, but he did not. But that was Salzburg against that Liverpool.
Yes, and
with a better delivery, he can be a top player.
He needed someone like Jadon Sancho at his side to bang goals, and that is what he's been doing, I think. And I couldn't believe he's just every match hat trick, international hat trick, Champions League hat trick, it's just scoring as if it's nothing.
Yeah, now let's park the bus to La Liga. So La Liga, we'll discuss two games. One of them being Barcelona against Atletico Madrid.
Okay. I don't watch a lot of La Liga games, but I decided to watch this because I was really interested in how, this game was going to go. And it never... Diego Simeone never fails to surprise me always. And although it was a little, boring and all, but Ter Stegen shouldn't have done that because I don't know what is it with Germany keepers and rushing forward because I feel it's in their blood or something.
But yeah, if you look at that game, I felt a few, I jotted down a few positive sides from that game. One of them being Dembele. Like, Dembele is nowadays, in Ronald Koeman system. I would like to call it a system, although it's not. Is acting like a magnet. Like, he's able to attract players to himself on his side, which leaves the left winger, which is most of the times Ansu Fati, and Messi. Messi obviously can't be free, or Griezmann. These two are usually free, but I don't know what is wrong with Koeman. Like, he has problem with substitutions. His team,
I think I have to say this here. I do not know why he is not starting Pedri, because I feel he would be a better midfielder than Busquets. Pedri or Puig?
Puig,
I'm not very sure.
Puig and Pedri are like front people. Like, they usually play.
There is a youngster in your team who I saw in the preseason who was literally playing really well, and he was not
Pedri only,
starting.
Apart from Ansu Fati is there.
Ansu Fati, okay. Then I'm talking about Pedri here. Then I feel that he could actually play in a little behind position, and because I literally a few matches of Barcelona, I've only seen highlights, and even in the highlights, I can see how bad Busquets is.
Busquets was not in this match.
No, not in this match. Not in this match. Like, I'm telling the highlight. This not in the Atletico versus Barcelona match. I'm just telling in general, like the previous matches when Busquets, started.
Yeah.
I feel that he played really bad, as far as I know. And I feel that, Ronald Koeman should stop playing favorites with experienced players and start playing youngsters, even if they're, they should actually...
Like, in that game, in the last moments, there were 7 attackers on the pitch from Barcelona. And still they were able to not score a goal.
See... When you're playing again, you're talking about the Atletico Madrid game, right? I mean, that basically defines it. Because Atletico Madrid, if you have seven people on the field who are attacking, they will have 30 people on the field who are defending. Because that is what Atletico Madrid does.
But you, you're Barcelona, you have the ability to break. You have the world's best player, Lin Messi. Like, I don't understand, like, what is going on. Look at Griezmann. Like, Griezmann is kind of looking better than what he was previous season. I'm not, but the
Yes.
problem with this is
Yes.
MS, no confidence. Like, you give him.
No, if you see, I feel that Griezmann in France is on another level, actually. Because, like, when I saw him playing in the France match, literally, he was so, so much better, so much forward, so much confidence in him. And in Barcelona, it feels like he's just, you know, playing for, you know, just for the sake of it.
I even heard a rumor that Griezmann and Messi are having some ego issues or something. I'm not sure. But I heard
okay.
this kind of rumor. Also, Barcelona missed Fati. I'll agree with that. Like, Barcelona missed Ansu Fati.
Yes.
And Athletic.
He is turning out to be a great player, and I feel that he could be a player. He possibly could be a player that he could fill Messi's boots, even though it's too huge.
No, I wouldn't like to comment on that at this point of time.
Yeah.
Other
I
match
understand.
Which we are going to cover today is Villarreal against Real Madrid. So, for the viewers who do not know that Zinedine Zidane just got outmastered by our very favorite, someone who's very close to our heart, Unai Emery.
Oh my God. You know, there are a lot of mixed emotions in the match, but I don't know why, when I saw, I don't know how both Real Madrid and Barcelona drop points only the same day. They don't drop points in different days.
What do you mean?
Like, if Barcelona loses, then Real Madrid will draw or lose. They will never use that to capitalize the lead or something. Like, you know, I understand Barcelona and Real Madrid are totally different positions in the table right now. But, you know, in the end of the season, we all know that they're going to eventually come to the top. So, I'm telling these are the matches which would help them capitalize the victory or the season also. So, I'm saying, like, as far as I know, wherever I've seen Barcelona losing or drawing the match, it's either Real Madrid losing or drawing the match. It's never one winning and one losing always. It's just very mutual.
I don't know, man. Like, Barcelona is in very deep, 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 deep trouble. Like, the trouble is deeper than many of the Premier League sides, which we consider them as gone or died or something. But Barcelona is in very deep, very deep trouble. And I don't know, like, I don't want to see January as a Barcelona fan. Because in January, things will start again. Transfer rumors will start again. And I don't want to see this side fall through. Or I don't even think that if this continues, Koeman will last.
Yeah, I mean, I feel Barcelona needs a manager who has the experience in him and not, you know, random managers. Like, I feel right now, I'm very sure Barcelona fans would feel Valverde was actually a very good manager.
Yeah, we do. We actually do. Apart from that, 2-3 big losses, okay, those losses came in the big games where it was needed, a victory was needed. But apart from that, he would win us La Liga season in season. And that La Liga,
yeah, exactly.
We are not even competing this
season.
He
was sacked for winning a trophy, but not winning another trophy. But right now, Barcelona are not even competing for any trophy.
Correct. Barcelona, at this point of time, are below Getafe, Cadiz, Elche. Like, we don't even know who play. Like, Getafe, okay, I know a few players, but I don't know who plays for Cadiz or Elche, or I don't know.
Actually, here I would like to make a special mention to David Silva, who, you know, showed why he's a great player by, you know, going from one club to another club. I think La Liga's highest key passes is David Silva. And he's keeping Real Sociedad on top of the table.
Yeah, he's someone who has transformed this Real Sociedad team. And totally.
Yes.
And I don't think so. He has highest assist or something, but yeah.
Key passes, I mean. Not assist.
Okay. Key passes.
Key passes.
Okay, yes.
Yeah, yes.
And apart from that, Real Madrid also drew, and Real Madrid scored in this very second minute, like very first minute they scored. Then I don't know what is like Zidane's structure after coming back is quite like Mourinho, Simeone and Mourinho mixture, like score a goal and kind of park the bus. Like they don't go out and kill the game like Man City or Liverpool, what they used to do.
Exactly, and it you know, Real Madrid's counterattack used to be so deadly that teams would literally sit in the back for that counterattack. But I don't know what has happened to them actually.
Yeah, like drawing against Villarreal is kind of a loss for them.
Yeah, and like I totally forgot that it was Unai Emery, you know, until this moment, because I was literally, I'm still shocked because I couldn't believe that I forgot it was Unai Emery who outclassed or even at least, you know, played at the same level of Real Madrid.
And that same Unai Emery, okay, we'll come to Arsenal later. So I guess that's it for La Liga. We should park the bus to Premier League. We'll just discuss big matches. So one of them being Spurs defeated Man City 2-0.
Yes, and I
just have two words for that game: Mourinho masterclass.
Yes, totally. I see. I'm telling you, as a Chelsea fan, I know how good Mourinho can be for your club. I know he is a man who's only built of trophies, and Mourinho and second season in a club has always been a love story. So I'm telling you, if it wouldn't be a great surprise for me if Tottenham wins the Premier League itself this season.
I would not like to comment anything right now.
See, I would say even if not the Premier League, I would say Europa League is easy clutch for y'all.
Exactly. Still, I wouldn't like to make any kind of comment.
Okay, fine.
But yeah, if you see that match and after in press conference, one of the journalists asked Mourinho.
I'm already laughing because I know what is coming.
So the journalist asked, like, but Man City had more ball and all. So Mourinho told, okay, they had more ball, they can take their ball home. Like they can take the ball home, and we'll take the 3 points.
Yes.
I'll not lie, like I respect Pep, like he's one of my most favorite coaches like ever.
Yeah.
But I would like to mention one thing: Pep was Mars outclassed because he had no tactics at one point of time. He was just
see the place. Thing with Mourinho is if you remember. Mourinho, even when Man City went into the 100-point season, I mean, not the 100-point season, the previous season, Mourinho was the Manchester United manager for the second season, and he beat them 3-2.
Yeah.
So, I think Mourinho versus Pep has always been a very big rivalry, and somehow Mourinho pulls off the plug. And, like, I thought actually it would be 1-0 maximum or 2-1. It won't be like a like more than that lead, but I couldn't believe, you know, Mourinho just beating 2-0, like clean sheet with Man City, and you know, scoring 2 goals is not a very easy feat.
Correct. I kind of agree. Like, but yeah, Mourinho is till now has not disappointed this season, but we have to wait.
Yeah, he will not.
Apart from I have seen a lot of nil-nil games.
Yes.
This game, like, their scoreline didn't do justice. Arsenal versus Leeds United.
Yes.
What a game. Like, in starting, it was looking like Arsenal are going to take 3 points very easily. Like, it's just a cakewalk for them.
Yeah. But
Bielsa had other plans. And even Nicolas had other plans.
And, like, seriously, Marco Bielsa has transformed Leeds into such a huge club that, like, literally, even if Leeds United are playing Man City, we are telling, oh, it's Leeds, you have to be careful.
Yeah.
Because, like, no one even considers them as a relegation team. It's like they won last year Premier League or something like that. We are considering that great of a team because they give such good competitions. And Special mention to Patrick Bamford. He was a championship striker who came to Premier League and he's already in six goals, which is not a very small thing actually.
Correct.
So Leeds United are on a run, and if they continue this form, I think they will definitely, you know, they can definitely try for top 10 at least for the first season.
And they are a team with experienced manager like Bielsa, they can achieve.
Yes, exactly.
I'm not sure, like I won't make statements right now because we all know what happened to statements, like we made statements about Timo Pukki and all.
Yes. My God, I will never forget that.
Like I still remember seeing a debate on one of the news, very famous news channel, like should Timo Pukki start for Liverpool? Should Manchester United go for Timo Pukki with Marshall exchange? All that banter has come to an end for me. And yeah, but yeah, Nicolas Pepe, what was he thinking?
I think a lot of other players.
4-3-4-0 easily Leeds United could have defeated Arsenal. Were very lucky, very very lucky.
Yes, and I feel, you know, Nicolas Pepe, again, he's just in the loss of confidence, and he was actually, you know, a good player. You know, I cannot still believe the fact that, you know, a 70 million player can actually flop so badly.
Yes and no also, but it seems that there were some shady things going on for that 70 million, like his original.
Yeah, that is there, but I mean, it was not like a very big thing. It was the person taking 5-6 million home, but it's just okay. Let's keep it as an approximately 60 million. Even Morata, the first season, scored double-digit goals for Chelsea, man. So that is what I mean. Like, you cannot be that bad if you're that high.
Yeah, one thing I would like to say is, if you are a club and if you're going for if you're paying 70 million for someone, you expect them to do something. Like,
exactly.
We paid 60 million for Ndombele. Last season, he was not up to the mark, but this season, Mourinho changed.
Yes.
And like, no, not wanting to jinx it, but he looks like a real deal right now.
Exactly. Totally. And I mean, I will keep praising Mourinho, but I'm not sure you would like it, so I'm just keeping it down.
Apart from that,
coming back to Arsenal.
Yes.
I feel Arsenal should regain their form, and I feel Arteta should get his tactics right, because I totally believe in Arteta, even though being a Chelsea fan, because I feel this season the top six should return to top six.
I don't think so. Top six will remain top six. Because all if right. you see Arsenal right now, Unai Emery was better.
Okay.
Like, okay, he won FA Cup. All due respect, fine. But apart from that, Unai Emery's records were way, 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 way better than Arteta's records in first this many matches.
Yes.
I understand he defeated Pep. Down the way, he defeated Lampard, he defeated Klopp. Who else he defeated? I guess Ole Gunnar he defeated.
Yes.
But, like, you lost 4 games, you won 4 games, you have drawn 1. And you are a club which is known for its, like, dominance.
Yeah, I agree. But, you know, I feel that Arteta-Unai Emery comparison shouldn't start. I mean, should start, obviously, but I feel they should not be compared. I feel Arteta will be given little more time than Unai Emery. I mean, Unai Emery was given a lot of time. I think in the end of the tenure only, he started flopping. And that is when they actually sacked him. So, I think Arteta will be given time and given... I mean, he's been given players already. So, I think all Arteta has to do is basically, you know, try and correct his tactics, and I feel Arsenal will regain their form.
Let's see on that also.
Yeah.
Personally, I would love to see what happens next at Arsenal.
Now
Liverpool defeated Leicester City, and it was like no Van Dijk, no Raw, no.
No, like the fact which we have to note here is that it was a Klopp masterclass.
Yeah.
Like, like Liverpool literally walked over Leicester as if it was nothing.
Yeah.
Although Leicester did not have Ndidi, Soyuncu and players like that, it was just, you know, it was three players injury, but it was still Leicester City. They were on a winning run with Vardy, Madison on the meet.
The fact that they still managed to keep a clean sheet.
Exactly my point here. Like, I couldn't believe when I saw 3-0. And one guy who I feel Wolves are really missing right now is Diogo Jota.
Yeah.
That guy has become Liverpool's literal... Jota signed for Liverpool, I felt that he would be wasted.
Same.
But I cannot believe that he actually got a position in the main team of Liverpool. And he even made them change their formation because that is how good he was.
Like, it's like you can play Jota anywhere and he'll start. Like, he can play as number 10, he can play as number 9, he can play as winger, whatever you ask. And that's
totally
something that Liverpool enjoys. Like, Leicester, like, let's just admit it, Leicester has a very, very good attack with Jamie Vardy and Madison and Harvey Barnes.
Yes.
And still, if they are not able to score one game goals.
Against a team without Van Dijk, without Gomez. I don't know what to say.
Half injured Robertson.
Exactly. And conceding three, that is the most embarrassing part.
Yeah. Like, let's see what happens next with Leicester and Liverpool. These two are also doing it. So now let's move on to UCL, UEFA Champions League football, where Chelsea, Sevilla, who else? Barcelona,
Sevilla,
Juventus,
Barcelona, Juventus and Chelsea.
Yeah, these clubs secured their top, Bayern Munich also.
Yeah, Bayern Munich and Man City also.
These clubs secured their top 16 qualification. So
Now
you must be a little bit relieved.
A little bit, yeah. But, you know, we always make it to this place and then we lose out. So,
but it doesn't matter now, say... right?
Yeah, I mean that... just going extra around and then losing out through to an aggregate of 7-1 or something like that is not a really good thing. But okay, I mean, I am relieved. I am happy with the club because this is the earliest.
Last year, if you remember, Lampard didn't have that kind of pressure on him.
Yes.
When you lost to Bayern Munich 4-0 in the second leg, I took 4-1. So when you lost 4-1, I didn't feel surprised. And I'm pretty sure neither did you.
Yes, I was actually expecting it. And this season... Like, I feel the UCL journey must at least go on for a few more stages, even though I know that we won't win it. But I feel we should give a competition to the clubs and, you know, eliminate some big clubs to, you know, show that Lampard is a very good manager.
Lampard spent so much now, he has a pressure to deliver it.
Exactly. And I feel the tactics he's been getting is right so far, but the next game will clearly show what Lampard is made up of, because that next game is a very huge game for Chelsea this season itself, I feel, because we are facing the table toppers.
And I'm not used to being called table toppers. Feels like I never personally topped in class. So, I never, it feels like I'm on the top. Yeah, but let's see for how much time.
Yeah, let's see.
Apart from that, Sevilla can't win Europa League again.
Posted a meme, actually.
Yeah, so happy.
Oh my god. I was actually surprised when Sevilla put something in the Twitter and I was like, okay, what is it? And then I literally laughed. But good for them, you know. Good for them.
Yeah, Manchester United defeated Istanbul Beşiktaş. So now they need one more victory to secure their top spot.
Yeah, they actually need one more point. And if Istanbul wins and PSG loses, I feel PSG will be in a very bad position.
PSG, I don't think, will lose from now on. I'm not sure.
Yeah, that. Because, I mean,
PSG, like Neymar, Mbappe, like okay, they did perform in Champions League final, but apart from that, both of them were class.
Yeah, so I agree there.
So I don't think so. They will be outclassed by Ole Gunnar's tactics at least.
I mean, he's already done it once.
Yeah, correct, correct.
So you and I think Ole will be the most powerful when his job is on the line. So you can
Yes,
see
yes.
clearly see.
I don't want to
So you
play
can
Man
clearly see.
United when Ole's job is at the like
Yeah.
end, because then he'll pull out
Exactly.
two big victories. That will make
Yes.
every Man United, like I remember I have a friend who's a Manchester United fan, and he's been following them since this Cristiano Ronaldo see time. Okay, so
Okay.
he was telling me with Ole, it's like 1 week you feel like you are on the top of the world. There is no t other team in the world who can like give you competition. Bruno like looks like Messi. Everything looks like perfect, perfect, perfect. Other week the things break.
Yes.
And he was like, when we win convincingly. Like he was correct only. Like they win in a way that like not Mourinho type way. Like we won against Man City.
Yeah.
We were just facing shots, facing shots, facing shots, and just we won. And
Yes.
when Manu
Yes.
wins, they win in style. But when they lose, they
Yes.
lose in style.
Yes, I totally get it.
So it's something that is to be made fun of. But yeah, we have to see what comes ahead
Yeah,
for
what is exactly
Man. Madrid defeated Inter Milan
Inter Milan,
2-0.
and I think we saw an Arturo Vidal master class,
Yes,
and
I'm pretty sure he thought that he's still playing in Barcelona where he can do anything.
yes, and like even though it was a penalty, Hazard on the score, so I'm very happy.
Yeah, I would agree. Like,
So
okay, we can say Hazard this, Hazard that, but he deserves some respect.
yeah, and I think he'll slowly come back to the original form he should play, because I actually honestly talking, I didn't watch the Real Madrid versus Inter Milan match. I watched the second half, I think, but I saw highlights of Hazard where he actually showed glimpses of how he was in the past.
Yeah, and with Madrid winning this game, it looks like Inter Milan are again coming into Europa.
Yes.
It's very sad.
Yeah.
Like I don't want to see him in this Inter Milan again. Shakhtar will win. They have
I
not
think.
won a game. Like, what is Antonio Conte doing?
Yeah, I mean, I felt that, you know, I if you remember, I used to, you know, praise him so much because he was such a great good manager for Chelsea. But I don't know what he's going with Inter Milan, and when he finished only 1 point below the champions last year, I was like, okay, next season it's going to be really, really tough. But this season, I'm not seeing the real Antonio Conte, you know, performing as he was supposed to perform.
Yeah, I would agree. Like 100%, I would
Yeah.
agree with you.
So I don't know what is wrong with him. I think like every Chelsea fan right now is like, now Antonio Conte should be sacked and Sarri should be hired. So I don't know what I think Inter Milan will have to rethink if he again goes to Europa League.
Yeah, and they should, because or if he's performing so well in
Yeah.
domestic leagues, which at this point of time he is kind of, but they're not grinding out those kind of results which Inter Milan was supposed everyone expected
Exactly.
Inter Milan
AC
to
Milan
do.
has become the underdogs.
Yeah. So I guess we should move to our last section
Yes.
today. That is predictions for this
Yes.
weekend. And our prediction scores are yours is 24 minus 19.
Yes, nice.
Last week, Erling Haaland, and not last week, last time we had an episode, Erling Haaland and Lewandowski saved me.
Yes, and I think
Otherwise, it would have been more embarrassing and the gap would have been more
I
huge. So we'll start with Napoli against Roma.
okay. Napoli against Roma. I feel Napoli are winning this. Probably Napoli winning this. I would say 2-0 maybe for Napoli.
Mm-hmm.
And who do I put on the score sheet? I really wanted to put one goal for Roma because I really wanted to, you know, see Pedro or something like that in the score sheet. But for Roma, I mean, sorry, for Napoli, I think I'll go with the obvious. I'll put Insigne on the score sheet.
Okay.
And who do I? I'll put Llorente, I guess.
Okay, so for me, Napoli are winning this 2-1 with Victor Osimhen, like deadly striker, to score one goal. And for Roma, I'm expecting, okay, like you can say, what did you just say? But I'm actually expecting Mkhitaryan
to score. Wow, that is some real confidence.
May my blessings come true. So in La Liga, we have Barcelona against Osasuna. We will do Valencia against Atletico Madrid. We usually do Barcelona Madrid games, but we'll do Valencia against Atletico.
Yeah, okay, that seems fine, fair. Okay. So I mean, who versus whom? One more time.
Valencia against Atletico.
Okay. Madrid. I'm going for Atletico Madrid winning the match 1-0.
Oh my god, I also expected the exact same score. Score a goal and park the bus.
Okay, let me go differently. I'll go 2-1. It's not going to be any but I'll go 2-1. With let's say oh my god, who's there here? Oh, I'll put Suarez on the score sheet.
Suarez, okay.
I'll put 2 goals for Suarez.
For me, Joao Felix to score the winner, and Joao Felix to do the rest. Like, and Batia Carrasco to be the man of the match.
Let's see.
Yeah, and now coming to the prim game, which I like. This is the second most important game for Spurs. For
yes.
Me. Like when the season's table comes out, and this is important.
Yes.
So, yeah. Predictions.
Okay. I'm going 3-1 Spurs.
It is Chelsea's home.
Yeah.
So
oh, okay. So, I mean, okay. If you want me to be more precise, 1-3 Spurs. I'll go for Tammy Abraham on the score sheet, along with obvious options, Son and Harry Kane on the score sheet.
Okay, I'm going for a 1-0.
Oh my god.
I'm pretty sure Timo Werner will score. Apart from him, I'm sure Kane will score. So that is it for today, guys. Thank you so much for listening. Again, we are very sorry we were missing for 2 weeks. And today we had to come because
yes,
Maradona thing actually ignited us again to do this again. So thank you, long live legend Maradona. You will be remembered forever. Thank you.
Thank you.
Rest in peace. Peace out and bye-bye.